Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, we are just 3 days and counting. There are no strings on me. Avengers, I'm going to show you the end of the world. Boom. Let's go to the phones. To my phone.
All right, Matt, we're
here.
Live right now. So anyone listening that's a Marvel fan that wants to talk about Avengers or anything Marvel, call in with your host, Matt, here. He'll be on for the next 27 minutes. Our number is 516-418-5863. Again, his number is 516-418-5863. Call in so you could talk to Matt, the host. Matt, you have two callers from area code 609.
Who's this?
Hey, it's Francesco. How's it going?
Oh, really, really excited this week for Avengers Age of Ultron.
All right, and Matt,
you
have another caller from area code 469.
Who's this?
What's up, guys? Joe from Krypton.
What's up, man? Please
hey,
tell
guys.
Me you haven't seen it yet.
No, me and Francesco already saw the movie.
Don't
there you
spoil
go.
It. Don't
oh, no,
spoil
it.
You said spoil
no,
it?
Don't.
Yeah,
don't,
we'll spoil
do
it
not
if you
spoil
want.
It.
To.
Someone spoiled it already on YouTube, but don't spoil it.
No problem.
But is there an end credit way after the credits, guys? Just tell me.
Not way after, no. But in the middle of the credits, there is.
Is it very epic? Is it worth it?
I'm not gonna
oh, you
got to
tell us. You got to tell us what that is. Because it doesn't give away anything, Matt.
I know. As a true Marvel fan, I'm sure it's got to be something with Thanos. I hope Thanos is actually in the movie, because I know we saw Thanos at the end of the first one. I'll be very disappointed if it's Thanos again in this one. Because I know it's all about the Infinity Gauntlet right now.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, I'm getting so pumped because I'm going to be able to go see it early because I'm going to the Avengers double feature on Thursday at AMC. I'm just getting so very excited for this movie. I mean, the hype, I mean, what's it like? I mean, I downloaded the score. I mean, the music itself is just so amazing. I mean,
pretty good.
Very upset that it's not done by Alan.
Who did the score, Matt?
Brian Taylor, the guy who's been doing all recent MCU scores.
I heard something like Danny Elfman took over. I don't know.
No.
Is that true?
No.
No.
No. The guy who did Captain America, the Winter Soldier score, guy who did.
I will say that they did use the original Avengers theme in this movie also. Remember the one from the first movie? You know, the Avengers score? Yeah, they use it in this one too, and it's really well done.
Okay. Is Falcon in it?
Yes. Yeah, Falcon's in it.
In the whole movie or at the very end?
He's in a good part of it.
Different parts.
Okay,
yeah.
Can I ask a question, Matt?
What?
Is Spider-Man in it?
No.
No.
No. Spider-Man?
No,
damn it.
No Wolverine, no Spider-Man.
Matt, would you like to see Spider-Man in this?
Hell yes. Or Wolverine. Are you kidding me? That would be so sick. I expected Spider-Man or Wolverine in this by the time I heard this when they were even released a short teaser back in 2013, or they released it back in 2013 at the Comic-Con. I mean, I'm very, very excited. I mean, right before the movie starts, after I watch Avengers 3D, I hope to get, like, the Batman v Superman trailer That would be so awesome if it debuts in Avengers Age of Ultron.
It will, dude.
Does it?
I've already heard them talking online that the Batman vs. Superman teaser will be in front of the Avengers movie.
Especially the Star Wars trailer.
Yeah. Oh,
Jurassic
yeah.
World.
Wait. It's the same one we saw already, right? Or is it a different
yeah,
teaser?
It's the same one. It'll be the same one.
Oh, is it the IMAX teaser? You know, the one that had that extra footage of them charging each other? Or is it the one
we see online? It's the one
we see online.
I don't think it'll be the IMAX one because Zack Snyder told everybody that watched that IMAX one that it was special for them. They're not going to be able to see it anywhere else, the last 5 seconds of that IMAX trailer. So it's just going to be the one we've already seen. Hey, but can I say something, Matt? Can I give you my score of Avengers Age of Ultron, what I thought it was on a scale from 1 to 10?
Yeah, and just tell me how many times am I going to want to go see it?
You're going to want to see it at least 8 times because I know.
Perfect, because I live on my own now and my caregiver is not going to care. And the best part, I get paid like $15 every 2 weeks and over here at the in Cape Coral, it's very cheap at the Cape Coral Marquee
That's cool.
Theater. I'm going to see it again Friday. Like I told my mom I wanted to see it again with her this weekend, but she goes, Matt, you're not going to see it again if you're seeing it Thursday.
She don't know you that well then, does she?
Not anymore, no. She's not so into Flash and Arrow anymore. She doesn't watch Arrow anymore like on the day of because she goes to Bible study.
Well,
she's not
cool.
really into it anymore. I like try to get her to come over and watch it with me. She's not even, she didn't even get into the Flash right when it started. Because it's like ever since I moved out and I told her about these awesome two shows, she goes, Matt, I'm not into it that much anymore as you.
So what's the running time? Is it what they say, like 3-4 hours?
No, it's like, I think it's like 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I think I still have it up on my phone. The five-hour marathon's getting at it, like 8:45.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going at 4, and it said it's getting out at 8:45. It's crazy. Oh, and I just saw some pictures. Tony's holding the Loki's staff. Is there a scene where he's transported into space?
No.
Someone dies?
Go ahead, Francesco.
Is that true?
Francesco.
Like an Avenger dies?
You know what? I'm just not going to say anything, but by that,
that's
you can guess what I'm saying. Yeah.
Ooh.
But, Matt,
you know what that means,
question.
Matt, if they don't want to say.
Matt,
I don't
want to
hear.
What do you hope for in this movie? What do you want out of this movie?
A lot more War Machine. I didn't really care for the Iron Patriot and Iron Man 3. I thought that was a bit of crap because I loved War Machine in Iron Man 2. I thought that was so cool. I'm really looking forward to Ultron. I'm so excited for the Hulkbuster scene. Very excited for a lot more Hulk because Hulk was kick-ass in Avengers.
I'll tell you this. It's a pure Joss Whedon movie. I mean, the relationships and the script and the dialogue that the characters have, it's very seamless and everybody flows perfectly. And
it's
really, really good. And I mean, it's an Avengers movie. It's really, really good. I mean, it was really, I just literally finished it 20 minutes ago and it was really, really good.
Did you download it?
Oh man.
No, I did not.
Oh, okay, because you know that's illegal.
Can I just
say,
on a scale from 1 to 10, I give Avengers Age of Ultron a solid 8.
maybe even an 8.5.
Yeah, because I'm going to go see it every weekend when I go get my spending cash. I mean, yeah, I like going out to eat, but I told my the boss of the company I'm not going to go out to eat anymore at day program. I'm just going to keep going seeing Avengers Age of Ultron, Avengers Age of Ultron, tons of times. Especially when I go out to eat with my friends, I'm going to ask them to even pay for me, and then I'm going to see it with my mom, my brother, and then keep going to see it probably by myself. Like, I'll probably go see it like 20 times.
You'll be really, really happy with Ultron. He was so good.
I mean, I know at first from the trailer when you first see him, he looks kind of like an Iron Man version of the armor. I mean, like, in when you see him first entrance, when they all try to lift Thor's hammer, how's that scene? The full scene. Are they all worthy of it?
Go ahead.
At the party scene?
Yeah, that scene, very funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, but something happens, and I'm not going to spoil that. But no, because I'll go ahead and say this because it was, like, in the trailers. No, they're not all worthy, but there is a scene that's pretty cool, and the look on Thor's face is pretty cool, and what happens after that is also pretty awesome because it's a really good scene, and there's some really good jokes in there, not only by the Avengers, but by Ultron himself. He's a bit of a jokester. He's got some humor. He's really
awesome.
Well written. Yeah.
Just tell me this: do we see Asgard?
I'm not gonna say that, Matt. I'm not gonna tell you.
How about Loki? Does Thor realize that he's been taking Odin's place all this time? Because we know the real Odin would not let Thor be on Earth all this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that, Matt.
Yeah, okay, wait. Matt, real quick. I just want to ask Joe a question. Or make a comment. At the end, with
Captain America.
No. That was ridiculous. He should have just finished it. But
I liked the way they did it. I liked it.
But never mind. I'll talk to you afterwards about what I was going to say because I don't want to spoil it for Matt.
Well, that's another thing I wanted to.
I can't wait. Uh-huh. I can't wait to see it in the movie theaters.
Yeah,
me too. Me too. I'm just dying to go Thursday. I mean, only just two more days to wait. I'm off tomorrow. I just got the program tomorrow. I mean, there's just certain people who don't even like to hear about
it.
Yep.
My friend at
like
Marvel invited me for an employee screening, and I had to turn them down.
Why?
Isn't that crazy?
What is that?
Reason why
that?
Is the day of the screening is my birthday, so I can't go.
Oh.
Wow.
Did you know yesterday was Mr. Tom Welling himself's birthday?
Yeah, Tom Welling.
Yeah.
How old is he? 40 or?
38.
Wow.
Imagine,
he's aging
though,
really fast.
I wonder
he's
if he's beyond the Flash. But guys, I know we're talking about Marvel and all that, and we're all excited for Avengers Age of Ultron pre-show. Well, for me, I so totally am. But I want to switch to some DC stuff because I am so
pumped. Oh, no, Matt, that was our
Flash.
Agreement. No DC on your channel. Sorry, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm also excited for the big crossover. Because
then that leaves me nothing
Shield.
To talk about.
Yeah.
Okay.
On Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's finally getting better. Who's watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. lately?
Not I.
No?
I was going to ask you guys, how does it correlate with the TV show? But I guess you guys don't watch it.
Here's the interesting thing. Joss Whedon has been doing a series of interviews, you know, for the junkets for the Avengers 2 movie.
I read about that. Yeah.
He's
been
talking a lot of trash, saying that the TV shows have no connection with the movie. So that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I also read that Coulson is actually dead.
in his world, yeah.
Right, that this is all like a dream.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just wish – I almost thought in the movie.
Hey, Matt,
Nick
you have a new
Fury.
Caller from area code 469.
Who's this?
Hey, Matt. Chris from Kendall.
Hey, Chris, what's going on, man?
Not much. Definitely have some Canadian guys talking.
Yeah, I can hear you. But we're talking about anything Marvel, Avengers Age of Ultron finally coming out Thursday night.
Great. Are you going to go see it?
I'm going to go see the big double feature on Thursday at AMC. I'm very excited. I'm going to go see the Avengers in 3D and then the Avengers Age of Ultron. I'm probably going to go see it the next couple weeks for a total of 20 times. I don't care about going out to eat right now. I just care about going to see it over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, like, guys, we remember when the first one came out, how crazy that scene when the Hulk slammed Loki. All your nerdgasm went crazy, and it was just so awesome the first time you saw it back in 2012. I'm talking to everyone here. Jesus, Chris, Joe,
yeah,
Francisco.
I like that scene. I really liked it, and it was really fun. I'm hoping that this one is going
to
be better.
I'm talking to everyone on the phones here. Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm talking to everyone.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I muted myself. Sorry. Yeah.
No, I want everyone off mute, like to say, like, remember when we all first went to go see the Avengers back in 2012? And then it was announced that Joss Whedon was going to finally do a sequel. And then, God, I mean, I can remember I was just geeking out when everyone was laughing in the theater. And then I was sitting with my best friend in the world, Matt Capps, and he gets into movies like crazy. And he was like yelling at the Hulk scene where he was slamming Loki. I hit rewind on my Blu-ray player like over billion times at that scene where he slams Loki and he goes, "Puny God." And he says, "Puny God." That was funny. I mean, I can remember seeing it for the first time and geeking out. I went and saw the original Avengers in theaters for like 7 times. But now with me being on my own, I can go see this new epic one for like how many times I want.
Well,
oh,
we should go around the room,
that.
Man. Let's ask how many times the people on the phones are going to watch the show.
Okay.
I'm going to probably see it.
20?
Well,
wait, plus? Is that all
go see it every
regular
weekend.
2D, or are you going to do any 3D? Or IMAX?
I had to do it in 3D because it was just a double feature. I really wanted to go to the overnight marathon, but in this company I'm in for supportive living, I get spending cash for fun, and they were helping me budgeting it, and I saved it, so I got to use certain cash.
So how many times are you going to go watch it, Matt, in the theater?
Every week. I mean, every weekend, like every Friday when my caregiver gives me my cash. Like,
what about you,
Thursday?
Probably none.
Really?
What?
I don't think I'll spend money. Maybe if someone invites me or, you know.
Yeah,
I don't think I'll spend any cash on it.
Probably
the only reason why I do want to go see it on the big screen is to see the teaser on the big screen.
Oh, yeah.
Superman. Probably the only reason why it will get me there.
I'm probably just going to go watch it once. I'm going to go watch it Thursday night on the 30th, and then that'll probably be it. I'll wait for it to come out on Blu-ray, and I'll watch it on Blu-ray. Now, if it was Batman versus Superman, you better believe I'm probably going to be there every freaking weekend for that shit. I mean, excuse me for that crap. Yeah.
You know, that reminds me. Remember when I put up that hotline right before Man of Steel came out? And people were calling or calling as they were about to go see the movie, and then they would call.
Yeah.
When I was just listening to all of those. I love it. I mean, that would be great if we could do something like that for the upcoming Batman versus Superman.
Hey, Zeus, remind me tomorrow. Remind me to tell you about my experience at that IMAX viewing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, tomorrow definitely call in to Batman Talk.
I was there with Francesco in spirit, so that counts.
Yeah. I was going to say, you went.
Yeah.
Well, you know what Francesco did? He sent me some posters from that. He sent me the little thing that they got.
Hey, where's mine, bro? I thought we were going to split it. What the hell?
I couldn't get any more, dude. I got. I was so happy to get my free tickets.
Hey, my free tickets.
I don't want to hear your experience now.
I Instagrammed it, dude. If you want to go check it out, I Instagrammed it.
Well, what's your Instagram?
Joe from Krypton.
Okay, I'm gonna look right now. Okay, what about you, Chris?
Yeah.
How many times are you gonna watch it?
Probably like three times.
Three times? Three times,
yeah.
A lady.
Okay, guys. Let's see. How about that scene on the farm where Captain America and Tony are talking? Are they exactly friends? Does it actually start Captain America Civil War?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, man. Oh. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, dude. This film does not lead. It's not a prelude to a Civil War. It's really not, dude. It really stands on its own. Like, in this movie, they're facing Ultron. Like, that's the biggest problem, you know? And that's what this movie is focused on for the most part, besides the Infinity Gems. And that scene when they're in the cabin in the woods or wherever the heck they are, Tony Stark and Captain America, they're still pretty good friends after that scene, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. And I want to say
something. But why are they there?
That's another spoiler. I can't tell you that either.
Okay, but why are they there? Are they just hiding from Ultron? And I'm also really excited about that scene when
actually they're hiding from Spider-Man.
They're regrouping, Matt. They're regrouping because they just got their ass whooped.
Oh,
why'd you tell them that, dude?
They're regrouping. Right. Why would they be in a cabin?
I know, but come on.
Then remember, the Avengers, they always get their asses whooped. So, of course, they need a hiding place.
That's what I'm saying.
They're not like the Justice League.
No, but I hear Hawkeye is the highlight of the film.
No, not really. But he does have a bigger story.
Who steals the show? It's not Hawkman. Hawkeye.
Yours truly, Tony Stark, of course.
Oh, I can't wait for the scene where Hulkbuster.
If you don't count Ultron, Francesco, it's Tony Stark.
I like Hulk and Black Widow. I think they do a good job.
Do they have a bit of a romance in there?
They have a lot.
Yeah, they do.
Because I could
tell from the TV spots.
Wait, does Bruce give her the big old green?
No.
Yeah, he does. He ripped her a new one.
Because I could tell in one of the clips that he helps her calm down. And plus, I saw a very funny clip where Ultron's all upset. And
I'm sure she helps him calm down.
Come up.
And plus,
I just want to tell Francesco, dude, that text message you just sent me, I know you don't want to spoil it for Matt, but I wasn't talking about that scene. That's more towards the end.
That's what I mean. I like that part.
Yeah, that is a cool part.
Hey, can we...
Chris, have you seen the movie? Chris?
Yeah, one more.
Oh, he's not there. Okay. Sorry, guys. Go on.
No, what were you saying, Francesco?
I was going to say, I just wanted to say, you know, keep your prayers out for everybody in Baltimore right now because it is crazy right there right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Absolutely.
We should do something cool with this podcast, Matt. For the last 2 minutes, if you want to hang up, I'll stay on. But we should do like a spoiler free zone, not spoiler free, but spoiler embrace zone. Yeah, for the next 2 minutes. Do you want to stay on, Matt?
Yeah, I don't mind spoilers.
All right, let's
go.
Boom. Go, Joe. Go, Francesco. You got 2 minutes. Go.
Well,
hey, give us everything.
What do you
want to
know?
There's no Spider-Man.
No,
are you sure?
Tell us the incredible scene.
Okay.
Tell us the incredible scene. What's the incredible scene?
Yeah, what's the incredible? Tell us.
Joe, go ahead.
Come
no,
on,
I'm not going to say that.
Just say it. We want to hear it.
I want to
tell you that. I'll tell you this.
Oh, my God. You guys are worse than Marvel. Francesco, can you say it?
I didn't see it.
Oh. Joe, come on.
I'm not going to give that away, but there is this one scene at the very end of the movie where you see all the Avengers together, finally, after they defeat Ultron. And it's one of my favorite scenes. Captain America standing there, and he goes, "Avengers?" And he's about to say, "Assemble," and then it cuts to the end. It's so freaking cool, dude. I love the way they did it.
And Ultron, how is he?
He's Marvel.
Really,
he's awesome.
He's really good, dude. He's a really great villain. He's awesome.
What about the Vision?
Yeah.
He's amazing. He had short time, but he was a little bit of beast of the movie, but he was awesome as well.
So when he comes to light, does he pretty much end the show? Like, does he?
Because
he is the Vision, right? So does he pretty much puts Voltron in its place, or what's going on?
Yes, he's the one that finally puts down Ultron. And you know what? Ultron and both Vision are both created by Tony Stark. They're both Tony Stark's creation. So,
Matt, do you have any other questions?
What's with Thor waking up in that pool?
What's up with the pool thing? Is he just taking a bath, or what's going on? He doesn't like water?
I'll tell you that Scarlet
Tell
Witch,
us.
The reason why there's a lot of, like, it seems like there's a lot of feuding is because of Scarlet Witch. Like, she makes them doubt themselves. So that's why there's a lot of infighting. But Thor has some visions because of what Scarlet Witch did, and he actually tries to go. I think he goes
he
back
goes, like,
to,
on a journey.
Yeah, he goes on like a soul-searching journey to figure out what that vision meant. And then he comes back at the end because he figured it out.
And, you know, it never panned out. It was kind of useless. Like, it never went anywhere, his soul-searching journey. It kind of okay, that was pointless. Yeah.
And how effective was Falcon now that he's, I guess, part of the Avengers? How was he working with others?
He was minuscule.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was.
Did you hear that, Matt?
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah, he was I'd
say War Machine had more to do in this movie than Falcon.
He's not the Iron Patriot anymore?
No, he's back in War Machine.
He went back, okay.
And some people were theorizing that he was going to die. He doesn't die.
So who dies?
Which means,
don't say that. Don't say it.
No, I don't want to know who dies. I'd be surprised.
That's a major spoiler, dude. I'm not going to say that.
Right, let's see. Tell me, do they at least have shawarma again?
No.
There's no shawarma, dude. Now, tell me, is there more casualties in this movie or Man of Steel?
Oh.
I say
still Man of Steel, but it's pretty close.
Hey, I'll
it's
say
pretty
this
close.
Too.
It's pretty up there.
I'll say this too, dude. It's not because I'm a DC fan. This movie is not better than Man of Steel. It's not.
Awesome. See,
opinion.
That's what I wanted to hear. Oh, Joel's coming back again.
Yeah,
but it is good. But it is good.
All right, guys. This cuts an end to Marvel Film Talk this week. We'll be back next Monday with a complete spoiler-filled review.
Yep, Marvel Mondays.
Yep.
Good night.
Avengers.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.